Introduction. Every book is a conversation between the author and the individual reading or listening to it. Some people start a book hoping for a bit of encouragement. Some devour a book's information as if they were attending an intensive seminar. Others find, in its words, a mentor they can meet with on a daily, weekly, or monthly basis. The thing I love about writing books is that it allows me to talk to many people I will never personally meet. That's why I made the decision in 1977 to become an author. I had a passion to add value to people that energized me to write. That passion still burns within me today. Few things are more rewarding to me than being on the road and having someone I've never met approach me to say, "Thank you, your books have really helped me." It's why I write, and intend to continue writing. Despite the deep satisfaction of knowing that my books help people, there is also a great frustration that comes with being an author. Once a book is published, it freezes in time. If you and I knew each other personally, and we met weekly or monthly to talk about leadership, every time we got together, I'd share with you something new I'd learned. As a person, I continue to grow. I'm constantly reading. I'm analyzing my mistakes. I'm talking to excellent leaders to learn from them. Each time you and I were to sit down, I'd say, "You won't believe what I just learned." As a conference and event speaker, I often teach the principles I write about in my books, and I'm constantly updating my material. I use new stories. I refine ideas. And I often gain new insights as I stand in front of an audience. However, when I go back to books that I've previously written, first, I become aware of how I've changed since I've written them. But second, I become frustrated because the books can't grow and change along with me. That's why I got excited when my publisher asked if I would like to revise the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership for a special 10th anniversary edition. When I originally wrote the book, it was my answer to the question, "If you were to take everything you've learned about leadership over the years and boil it down into a short list, what would it be?" I put on paper the essentials of leadership, communicated as simply and clearly as possible. And soon after the book was published and it appeared on 4 different bestseller lists, I realized it had the potential to help a lot of people become better leaders. Growth equals change. But now, years later, there are things I'm no longer satisfied with in the original edition, and I knew I could improve upon some of the ideas. Some stories had become dated, and I wanted to replace them with new ones. I had also developed new material to better explain and illustrate some of the principles. While teaching the laws for nearly a decade in dozens of countries around the world, I fielded thousands of questions about them. That process advanced my thinking beyond what it was when I first wrote the book. Working on this 10th anniversary edition has allowed me to make those improvements. By far, the biggest change I wanted to make to the original book centered on 2 of the laws. What, you may ask? How can you change 1 of your irrefutable laws? First of all, while teaching them, I soon discovered that 2 of the laws were really just subsets of other laws. The law of E.F. Hutton, when the real leader speaks, people listen, was really just an aspect of the law of influence.